not.
Who he?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Regis is dumb.
The point of this whole thing is, I don't know whether I have a cold or just an allergy.
It's probably a little bit of an allergy.
Well, I took a pill.
You don't sound like you have a cold.
Well, I took a pill.
What kind of pill
did you take? But last night I wanted to take a pill, Gilman, and you know what? When you take things out, pills, out of the box, the box says, which I still can't figure this phrase out, non-drowsy. Non-drowsy means...
Don't take non-drowsy at night.
Non-drowsy means that it's going to keep you stimulated. You'll keep you awake.
Probably.
I'm looking for the drowsy.
Right.
But if you don't like see anything, excuse me, Gilman, if you don't see... He gets excited. He's our doctor here. If you don't see anything, then that means...
It's nothing.
No, it means you can take it. Wait, what does it mean?
What you want, let me tell you what you want. What you want to take at night is something that has the word PM.
PM?
PM. Because if you take a something PM, it means maybe it will make you drowsy, and it will not stimulate.
I've never noticed that. You mean just the initials PM?
Yes, like PM, like PM, like nighttime. PM.
Is that premenstrual? What is that?
AM, PM.
It's what?
Like AM, PM.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
PM.
I'm
going to make you a bottle and write night and day.
What I'm looking for, I want to take these things at night because I have these sneezing fits at night.
Take a Benadryl.
Benadryl? Yes. Oh, Benadryl.
Not the right eye.
He doesn't know what he's talking
about. That guy's retarded.
Wow. Absolutely no idea.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Nothing's funnier than that.
They clearly have some booty.
Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Right, Holly.
Yeah!
Is anybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
How about Paula Goldstein?
I'm not happy.
Not happy at all.
No.
Mommy boobies.
I'm not happy.
Mommy boobies.
You know, the Regis riff before that was so gross because he was talking about the fact that he went to his health club and went up to the pool deck outside and lay down with his shirt off. That's and fell asleep and woke up and he had a chill, which is just about the grossest thing imaginable.
She was the Grim Reaper trying to scratching him on his back.
He wakes up, there's a hooded figure with a sieve next to him.
Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show. Hello, lucky caller. You're on the air.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Dr. Phil.
We've heard Dr. Phil soundboards before, haven't we, Fred?
Hello, this is a coincidence. Hi, this is Joe Fox. Who's this?
Oh, hey, Joe Fox from You've Got Mail. Hi there, Tom Hanks.
Hey, I know you.
I know you, too. You're Tom Hanks, right?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is Kelly Freer's around?
What? What was that, Joe?
Got any what around?
Hi, this is Joe Fox. Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. How are you?
That is a great name.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What did I tell you earlier?
What, Tom?
I don't know what, Joe.
Is Kelly Freer's around?
Oh, is Kelly Freer's around?
Kelly Freer's, would that be the Meg Ryan character?
Is Fred Rogers there?
Do you think we should meet?
Is Fred Rogers there?
This is Fred Rogers.
I am.
You know what's amazing,
starving.
Fred? This time of the show, Don's starving, and I always get hungry, too, this time of day.
Me too.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
Anal popcorn?
Right away.
Right away.
When you make your popcorn, what do you refer to yourself as?
Joe Fox,
okay.
Were you looking for Lady Elaine?
I was looking for Lady Elaine.
Yeah.
Just call me Joe.
Okay.
Very good, Joe.
All right, bye, Joe.
Oh, listen. I'm thinking of taking the morning off sick. You cover the fort for me?
Yeah, we'll cover the fort for you.
Sure, we will.
Sure, let's say that.
Thanks, Joe.
I wanted to be your friend.
Is that Fred or Joe?
That's Fred. That's Fred again. And it's very...
And
it's very confusing because we're calling Tom Hanks Joe because that's the role he played in the movie You've Got Mail.
And congratulations on getting it just based on the name Joe Fox.
Bye!
Well, it happens to be Janet's favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Mine too.
I have seen that movie.
Just making some popcorn.
I just got a wonderful emergency call from her.
Oh yeah,
incidentally,
yeah. Everything okay?
That must have been good.
I was standing outside, just chatting with Buzz, and Rob came outside. And he said, "Important call on the hotline.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today."
Okay, so here's what she said.
So you ran inside.
My wonderful gal pal, who I love, she said, "I want to let you know that you got 2 birthday cards today." I said, "Great." She said, "From Big Frida, you know, my mom-in-law, and Beth Ann McBride." I said, "Okay." She said, "I just thought you would like to know." And I said, "Is this because Beth Ann McBride sent me a card?" She said, "No, I just thought you would like to know."
Was there a tone there a little bit?
I detected.
Just a little... eyebrows raised over the eyes. Just said, "No, nothing wrong here at all."
Listen, here's the deal. When I was involved carnally with Beth Ann,
yes,
I did not know of this woman named Janet.
Back when we referred to you as the Oral Twins,
that's over. Was Janet slurring?
No, why?
Like she'd been drinking vodka all afternoon?
Because, you know, she sees the card, she gets sad, she starts drinking.
A couple of pops.
And then says, "I know what I'll do, I'll call him."
No,
at any time during the conversation did she say, "Leave Beth Ann alone.
Leave Benny alone."
Right now.
No, it's just one of those funny chick games. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I
in some ways I find it flattering that she's jealous that a girl sent me a card. What she doesn't know, though, is that girl, who I'm very fond of and do love,
yes,
like a brother,
right?
Beth Ann McBride, I love her like a brother.
Uh-huh. Sure.
That the thought of anything romantic,
right,
would be comical.
Well, it's in your book, isn't it? Under the chapter entitled "Corduroys on the Floor."
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. We saw her when she had orange juice cans in her hair instead of curlers.
She was going out for a big night.
We also saw her in her yellow dress, Don.
Well, we forced her into that yellow dress.
That wasn't her
We
doing.
Have to say that. We forced her into that yellow
Did
dress.
Did she wear a dress to the steakhouse, or was she in khakis that night?
I think it was khakis.
I do, too.
But it was a sensible shirt.
The night we went to Ruth Chris. What night did we make her wear that yellow dress for?
She wore it to work. Yeah. I just didn't know if we made her wear it.
Do you think she ever forgave us for standing up and applauding when she came over to the table?
Oh, sure.
So do you guys
I forgot about that.
Do you guys think that my girlfriend was dicking me around, or was she actually just saying, "Hey, I thought you'd be interested, you know, your friend"?
She wasn't dicking you around, but she probably wanted you to know that she knew that you were sent a card, regardless of the fact that it was a coworker from another woman.
Yeah, well, that's good.
W-O-M-A-N.
That's good.
W-O-M-A-N.
That's right, Janet.
And face it, it's not your birthday until you get one of Beth Ann's cards.
Hey, and it depends on the other card, too. It depends on the content of the card.
Yeah. Remember the card last year?
Oh, with the snapshots.
Yeah, it was a bottomless photo, but she was wearing a Christmas sweater.
You'll go in your room to open that, right?
And seriously, coworkers should not, you know, be involved in any kind of, you know, tension regarding birthday, you know, and unless they, you know, are the opposite sex and they come over to your kitchen and make breakfast or something like that in the morning.
That's right. Oh, that's a good
all
point.
All right, Tiger. Hold on. Give me a second. Give me a moment.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you open the box.
Just with the generalities.
I'm glad.
A little generous. No inquisitions, please.
Theoretical. Sweetie. Hi there, sweetie.
Hi.
Hey, listen, you're about to be preempted for an outstanding entertainment program, The Personal Life of Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm.
But Feist, if I may, hold on, let me get you another line. Hold on, let me see if that's better. Is that any better? Hello?
You're kind of...
sputtery.
You're just not a clear connection.
So anyway, you called just to inform me that Beth Ann McBride had sent me a card?
No. Let me just walk you through this again.
Okay.
I went to the mailbox, and I was going through the mail, and I saw that there were birthday cards for you.
I relayed that.
So I came up, I called because I knew you were on commercials.
Yes.
And the only reason I called was to let you know that some people are thinking about you and still celebrating you. For your birthday.
Oh, there's that.
Oh, she's being honest.
She is totally turned it around.
No, but she's laying a little attitude here. That's cool.
Oh, she is. Absolutely, she is. So open up the card. See what it says.
Which card?
Which one do you think he wants you to open?
The one that's driving you nutty. The one that has erotic photos inside.
There are no cards that are driving me nutty.
Open the one from...
No, don't get... Open the one that you think we're talking about here.
And read it live on the air.
Big Frida. Uh-huh. She's playing a game right here.
Open up Beth Ann's card. Go ahead. Open it up. You have my permission.
Wait a minute. There's a white powder coming out of it.
That's not anthrax.
That would be the one that was opening it.
All right. What does it say? Come on. Is it erotic? Jan?
It's got a heavy man with a six-pack roped to his...
I'm beginning to think perhaps Mr. Spiewak's theory is accurate.
What are you doing, Janet?
Is it
a card you cannot describe on the radio?
No, I'm trying to.
Well, look at it.
It's a caricature of a man that has, like, stubble, and he's got a beer belly. And then what they've done is they've taken six cans and roped them to his stomach, and then it says, Joe's first attempt at six-pack abs.
Oh, ha-ha, okay.
Non-erotic.
Open it up. What does it say inside?
Hope your birthday is packed full of fun. Mm-hmm. Dawn, I don't even know how old you are or where to begin to let you know how much I care about you.
No. That's right, baby. Yeah.
I don't know how old you are, but you will forever for... be the funniest, sweetest, and smoothest kid on the radio.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, XOXOBA.
Uh-huh. All right, well, guilty. I'm guilty. She knows I'm smooth.
She's the ladies in love.
That's just Beth Ann's way.
Yes, that's her way.
That's right.
She's nice.
Well, and then
you have every reason to be concerned.
It really kind of looks like a heart.
What, sweetie?
And I hope your birthday was packed full of fun. And the way it's circled, it kind of like looks like a lopsided heart.
Like a heart.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
Very good.
No, seriously.
That man's lopsided heart.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. See, nothing to worry about. I'm glad you called me to tell me that Beth Ann sent a card.
Uh-huh. Oh, and that's exactly what it was.
Right. Open up the other one. See if the other one's as good.
See if the other one? Oh, the other one, you know, is going to be homemade.
Yeah, what if it's the same card?
With the same note.
Hello?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Really.
I think Rob's right. She is sitting home drinking vodka.
What does it say?
Because I got those V8s, those little small V8s. I made a great Bloody Mary.
Okay, so you are drinking.
That's the way to go, Janet.
Well after five.
All right. Try to focus and read the card.
Okay. It says, it's a homemade card created just for you. Happy birthday, my son, my friend. I talk, you listen. You talk, I listen. We laugh, we learn. The seasons turn. You're there for me. I'm here for you. We're family and friends for sure. Good things endure. Thank you for all you do for me. Happy birthday, my son. Love, Mom.
Oh,
and
sweet,
happy birthday,
that?
Honey. Your present will come later. XOXO. Another XOXO.
That's sweet. I like that.
This is for you. Dear Janet, you're very clean. Your genitals don't stink like a skunk. However, I can tell now after this call, you are falling down drunk.
Well, you caught me.
All right. Goodbye.
It's not good that I don't drink and drive.
Absolutely.
Let's thank God for that.
Very wise.
Yeah.
Stay in the house.
All right. Much love. See you later.
Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Yesterday was your party. Today's her party.
So she's
She
is just sitting at home, uh-huh, getting drunk.
Slamming
and you know what? That's why she called about that stupid card.
And Rob, I know you were joking, but, you know, it was true.
There you go. That's right. All right. Well, when we come back, Mike is ready to open Pandora's box about a little something that happened to him on Monday.
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything. Oh, why do I do this?
Because.
Why do I do this?
Because it's fun to talk about how effed up our lives are.
Oh, God.
This one's worth hearing.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.